He swung the TIP carbine round, and another vicious kick actually cracked the casing. But he lashed out with his free arm, knocking the farmer's other leg out from under him. The farmer went down heavily on his backside. Somewhere in the distance, the Gauss gun was thumping out a stream of EE projectiles. Both of them struggled into a semi-crouch, then launched themselves. Once again, Dean found himself losing. The farmer's impact sent him reeling backwards, fighting to keep his feet. Arms with the strength of a hydraulic ram grappled at him. His neural mnemonics reviewed tactical options and decided his physical strength was dangerously inferior. He let himself sway backwards, taking the farmer with him. Then his leg came straight up, slamming into the man's stomach. A classic judo throw. The farmer arched through the air, snarling in rage. Dean drew his 20-centimeter fission blade and twisted round just in time to meet the man as he charged. The blade sliced down, aiming for the meat of the right forearm. It struck, cutting through the cloth sleeve. But the yellow glow faded, and it skated across the skin, scoring a shallow gash. Dean stared at the narrow wound, partly numbed, partly shocked. Will was right, it must be a Xenoc. As he watched, the skin on the forearm rippled, closing the gash. The farmer laughed evilly, teeth showing white in his grubby face. He started to walk towards Dean, arms coming up menacingly. Dean stepped inside the embrace and ordered his suit to solidify below his shoulders. The farmer's arms closed round him in a bear hug. Composite fibres, stiffened by the suit's integral valency generators, creaked ominously as the farmer's arms squeezed. A couple of equipment blocks snapped. Instinct made Dean switch off the fission blade's power, leaving a dull black blade with wickedly sharp edges. The hostiles seemed capable of controlling and subverting any kind of electrical circuit, maybe if the knife wasn't powered up. He pressed the tip up into the base of the farmer's jaw. "You can heal wounds on your arm, but can you heal your brain as it's sliced in half?" The blade was shoved up a fraction until a bead of blood welled out around the tip. "Wanna try?" The farmer hissed in animosity. He eased off his grip around Dean's chest. "Now keep very still," Dean said as he unlocked his suit. "Because I'm very nervous, and an accident can happen easily and quickly." "You'll suffer," the farmer said malevolently. "You'll suffer longer than you have to, I promise." Dean took a pace to one side, the blade remaining poised on the man's neck. "You speak English, do you? Where do you come from?"
"Here. I come from here, warrior man, just like you."
"I don't come from here."
"We all do, and you're going to stay here, forever, warrior man. You're never going to die, not now. Eternity in purgatory is that which awaits you. Do you like the sound of that? That's what's going to happen to you."
Dean saw Will walk behind the farmer and touch the muzzle of the Gauss gun to the back of his skull.
"I've got him," said Will. "Hey, Xenoc man, one bad move, one bad word, and you are countryside." He laughed. "You got that?"
The farmer's dirty lips curled up in a sneer.
"He's got it," Dean said.
Jenny came over and studied the strange tableau. The farmer looked perfectly ordinary apart from his arrogance. She thought of his two comrades that had run into the jungle, the hundreds, thousands, more just like him out there. Maybe he had a right to be arrogant. "What's your name?" she asked. The farmer's eyes darted towards her.
"Kingsford Garrigan. What's yours?"
"Cuff him," Jenny told Dean. "We'll take him back to the Issachor. You're going for a long trip, Kingsford Garrigan. All the way to Kulu." She thought she saw a flash of surprise in his eyes. "And you better hope your friends don't try and interfere with us. I don't know what you are, but if you attempt to screw up our electronics again, or if we have to cut and run, the first thing we drop is you. And drop you we will, from a very great height." The farmer spat casually on her foot. Will jabbed him with a Gauss gun. Jenny opened a communication channel to the geosynchronous platform and connected into the Kulu Embassy dumper.